USA Radio News.
Hurricane Florence is now a Category 3 hurricane as it approaches the East Coast. As of earlier this afternoon, the storm was just about 430 miles southeast of Wilmington, North Carolina, moving at 16 miles an hour. The center of the storm looks to be approaching the coast of North or South Carolina, with hurricane warnings in effect Thursday and Friday. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper said he talked to President Trump.
He promised to help. He said that the federal government would be there for North Carolina, and we're certainly going to depend on that.
Apple's annual September press conference kicked off Wednesday at the Steve Jobs Theater with none other than Steve Jobs.
This is iPhone XS. It is the most advanced iPhone we've ever created.
The cost of that XS, $999. Apple also introduced a new updated Apple Watch. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
A famous painting plundered by the Nazis has been returned to the family which owned it. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The FBI says the priceless Renoir painting called Two Women in a Garden was looted from a Paris bank vault by the Nazis back in 1941. It's been returned to Sylvie Sulitzer, the last remaining heir of Alfred Weinberger. Weinberger was a prominent art collector in pre-war France. The handoff taking place Wednesday at the Museum of Jewish Heritage in New York City.
Senator Elizabeth Warren told supporters on Wednesday that America's future may include, quote, back alley abortions, unquote, if Judge Brett Kavanaugh becomes a member of the U.S. Supreme Court. Warren sent out a tweet earlier today saying we cannot go back to the time of back alley abortions, but that could happen if Brett Kavanaugh is confirmed to the Supreme Court and helps overturn Roe v. Wade. We must stop Kavanaugh. The lives and futures of countless American women are at stake. This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
A small burger chain in Oregon had to let their employees know they could not show up at work wearing buttons that had political statements on them. John Taffer is an entrepreneur and host of Bar Rescue. He says the restaurant should have had this policy put in place a long time ago.
This is a corporate mess up at a very high magnitude. The company had no policy regarding employees wearing buttons.
Right.
Employees wear buttons, abolish ICE, anti-Trump buttons. Yeah. The management now says you have to remove the buttons. The employees refuse, so they're told to leave. After days, the union argues it. The employees are brought back. They're allowed to wear the buttons now, and they got their missed pay. So now the union is taking a position that it's unfair for Burgerville to have employees suppress their political views because they need a job. Workplaces should be unified with a common vision and a common goal. This disrupts the entire premise
and it
of
should
smart
be
business.
Taffer also hit on the economy and some of the jobs that we're seeing in middle America.
So we were at about 720,000 a year is where we were at several years ago. It's exciting. Stores on Main Street are starting to light up again. You can really feel it, Stuart. People are leaving jobs to start businesses. They have a confidence that they'll take risk. They'll move forward again.
Taffer was appearing there on Fox Business. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.